Year will be a very short year. I just last year I said we'd finish off Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and try to tie together certain small elements of Rashi. Beginning tomorrow, the shir will go back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Hamas Kibayis L'Chaveiro. Meantime, we'll finish Yud Beis Amud Beis and show you a few things in Daf Hey Amud Beis and Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Hey Amud Aleph. Rashi and Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says as follows. When is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rav Amar Lav Hainu time is Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda time is Yomei Bia Chometz El Asreif. Ul Rabbanan Sha'achas Lulko Bo Eitz. Eitz Fi Rabbi Yehuda Rav Amar. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Eim Asai Shlo Bashaz Bihira. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that Eim Bia Chometz El Asreif? It says Shlo Bashaz Bihira. Now, here we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas who says, Ein bi chometz el asreifa, that is only before you get to Chatzos. Once you get to Chatzos, then according to Rashi, the Rabbi Yehuda agreed, Hashbasoso Becholdova. Now that could be for a variety of reasons. It could be because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Enochanami is a mitzvah Hashbasa that is only Besreifa. But there's another factor that enters in, and that's the Gemara later on, Dav Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara Chav Zayin Amid Beis says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bi Chometz El Asreifa. I didn't know saying, and he went as he learns it out. Uma knows so shayna baba yiro ba yamotze, toan sreifa. Chomet she yeshna baba yiro ba yamotze lo kolshke. That chomet is more chomo than nosa, even though both are osir. But chomet's addition has, look, ba yiro ba yamotze. If it has an addition ba yiro ba yamotze, so then it certainly should have the chumra of sreifa. So, Lachom Amrulo, Lachom says, Kol din shata don tchilotso lahachmer, letzofu lahokel, eino din. Lo motze eitzin letzofu ye yoshev boto la Torah Amra, tashbisho somi batechem b'chol dova shata yochol hashbisho. Now, Rashi happens to have a very unique shitas rishonim. Rashi, if you take a look on Rashi, davdalet omer aleph, when the Gemara says here, "Bein the Rav Meir, bein the Rav Yehuda, the iflugu b'masnit b'hachoke, the Ovid Rabbanan lo raisu chometz hein otzim and atoru bebal yirau the ubachila elam yisheishos. It's osur in bal yirau and in achila from sheishos, mishavru sheishos ki yolav lekama min achila." So Rashi here is of the opinion that Bayirah Bayamotze begins at Chatzos. Now, the another person who was accused of saying that is the Rambam. I say accused. You take a look in the Rambam Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Ches. Lefikachim lo bitel kodem sheish. The Ravid understood the Rambam that he Bayirah Bayamotze begins at Chatzos. The Magid Mishnah says, no, it's not true. If you take a look, whenever the Rambam quotes Bayirah Bayamotze, he says, it's 7 days. Shivas Yomim Solo Yimotze Bevatechem. And therefore, he discounts that. But Rashi here, and Rashi and Baba Kama, both say that Bayirah Bayimotze begins at Sheishos. Here, on Dabdalet Amud Aleph, he says the Yisrachila begins. Now, a lot of Rishonim say the Yisrachila begins. Question is, why the Yisrachila begins? Is the Yisrachila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of the Losochal of Chametz? Or is it a separate, is it because of an Yisrachay of Tashbisu? But the Gemara says here that why did Rabbi Yehuda, what was the Chachomim's answer to Rabbi Yehuda? That he can't, that how can it be? You ain't be a Chometz Elastreif, he's going to be Yoshev Batel. And the Torah says, Tashbisu. If you take a look in Rashi here, Shemitchiloso atodono kedela achmarlov. Shemit chomerhu. We ato maybe lo chomer ached. The kedogarm chomer shuhuba bayiro. Ain din shaton strafe. The sovu nimsa. Shachomer shatam also follow of gorem lohakil. What's going to happen? He says. And so, what did Rabbi Yehuda? The chachomim say, you cannot have a mitzvah strafe at a time that is Bayira Bayamotze. That's how Rashi learned it. If the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, that's a simple way of learning. I'll show you, it's the second way of learning. If the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which we learn out from Noses Ayyadei Sreifu, would be after Chatzos, then what's the person supposed to do? He's going to look around, he has to find the fire, he has to find matches, he has to find tinder, he has to do a lot of things. So that can't be. So and Rabbi Yehuda says, Enochanami, it can't be. So therefore, what do I say? The mitzvah of Sreif is before. If you take a look at the Ritva says very, very simply that according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah b'kumviaseh. Get rid of your chametz. Now, there are two ways of getting rid of your chametz. Because Rashi has told us on Davav Amid Beis that Bittul is also a mitzvah Tashbisu. So says the Ritva in explaining Rashi. There are two ways of getting rid of it. You can get rid of it halachically with Bittul, however that may work according to Shita's Rashi. Or you can get rid of it physically. But what is the mitzvah B'kum V'Aseh? It's not just, the mitzvah is not as Reb Chaim explained in the Rambam. I'll show you why in a second. It's not just as Reb Chaim explained in the Rambam, arriving, making sure you arrive, and the Kima Mitzvah is arriving at Chatzos without Chometz. No. That's not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is anything you actively do to get rid of the Chometz, whether it's Bittul, whether it's Chorn Chachom of Farvaz or Leruach, whether it may be Strafe according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kima Mitzvah and Beer. Haraya, that since Rabbi Yehuda is talking about before Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara, that at least Rabbi Yehuda, maybe other Rishonim too, say that it's a lava nitaglase, so apparently it's a kimase. That's the Gemara here on Daf Sadeh Hey Yomid Aleph, where the Gemara says that it's a lava nitaglase. Now, so, and therefore, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Chum, there's a mitzvah kumvase. So according to Rashi, it comes out that when was Rabbi Yehuda makbid dafgon sreifa? Is makbid dafgon sreifa before Chatzos? But you can't be so demanding when you have an Issa Bayira Bayamotze. When you have an Issa Bayira Bayamotze, you have to get rid of it right away. And because every second you're over the lav. This is apparently how Shita's Rashi. Take a look in the Ritva, and I believe this puts together all of the various Shita's Rashi. Now, at the end of last year, we discussed a point that the Pnei Yeshua made. Pnei Yeshua had a very, very simple kasha. And that is, the Gemara says here, on Daf Hey Amid Beis. Shmamino mid Rebbe Kiva Tla. Shmamino en bi chometz el asreifa. Says Rashi, and this is a very important thing. Shmamino mid the gomish wav malach svirelei rav notz diom ahavar el chalikot. And he's also svirelei Rav Yehuda, who says what? That en bi chometz el asreifa. That's the Parshas of Rashi. Or, Svir Lake Rav Yehuda, Dom El Kama, Rashi says, the first Rashi Shmamino. So, says, comes along, the Bnei Yeshua says, wait a second. According to Rashi, in Beitz, Chavzayinim and Beis, and this is implicit in Rashi, Daf Mem Hei, and Daf Mem Tez, there is an Isur, Ein Sor from Kodesh, B'yeh Shabbos and Yontif. So, if I could, now, by feeding it to my dog, I also over in Lo Sovaru Eish B'chol Shmos Seichem B'yom HaShabbos, says the Pnei Yeshua. What is Rashi telling me? Rashi is telling me whenever there is a Kima Mitzvah in getting rid of something, we be at the Kima Mitzvah of, and be at the Mitzvah of Sreifas Truma Tmeya, Sreifas Noser, etc. Getting, being Mekayim, a mitzvah of getting rid of something, automatically involves me in a Losa Seyavo Savaro Eish. I don't need to burn it. So comes along, Pnei Yeshua and says, wait 1 second. Rashi, what are you talking about? How can the Gemara decide? Ein bi chometz el asreifa, Rabbi Yehuda, even if he'd say mafar v'zor l'ruach, also, that would be so. Because it'll be mitzvah of getting rid of it. Comes along the Bnei Yeshua and says, aye. So what's mochach and Rashi? He says, like Rabbi Chaim. But what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Not only ein b'chometz el asreifa, but a much deeper machlokas. The machlokas is whether or not the mitzvah is actively getting rid of it, or just arrive, like Rabbi Chaim says in the Rambam. There's no ma'aseh mitzvah. When you arrive at chatzos without chometz, that is the mitzvah, and there's no kiyum necessarily in the act of getting rid of it. He says that in Rashi. So I said in Rashi, wait 1 second. The Ramban understands it. Even the Chachamim agree that on Yontif, there is the mitzvah b'sreifa. So wait 1 second. What is Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is trying to explain why it's impossible to say that the mitzvah is to get rid of chometz on the first day because it's yontif. So according to the Ramban, there's no machlokas then between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Yeah, but that makes good according to the Ramban. But according to Rashi, that the whole machlokas is the Fnei Zman Isuro. So then, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? It could very well be like Pnei Yeshua. So the problem is, very, very simply, that the Gemara here, when Rabbi Kiva said it, Rabbi Kiva is not going like the Gemara says there on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. On Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara already knows that we don't burn chametz on Yontif. The Gemara already knows that. Since the Gemara already knows that, the question is when on Yudal is the mitzvah, is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Gemara knows that. But here the Gemara is trying to figure it out. So, but The Gemara is trying to figure it out. So the Gemara says, what does Rashi say? So if Rashi would agree with the Ramban that after the Zman Iser, everyone agrees that it's Sreifa. So then there's no machlokes. So then I couldn't prove from the Gemara here that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it means that the Gemara at this point was of the opinion that there is, according to Rashi, because Rashi says in Bilchomer Tzelsev the Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So that according to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara at this point within Rabbi Akiva says that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. There would be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether or not in Bilchomer Tzelsev on Yontif itself. And then that's Machriya Chachs to say like a Pnei Yoshua. If so, the Pnei Yoshua says, if that's the case, that the Gemara here is not talking like the Gemara Yud Beis. The Gemara here is not talking like the Gemara Chav Zayin. The Gemara is talking within Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva had different assumptions. So therefore, the Pnei Yoshua says, wait one second, according to Rashi, the Machlokas is then. So, Bal Korchach, the Machachom will say, Mefar V'zor L'Ruach, is saying, the mitzvah is making sure you don't have chometz. But not that the getting rid of it per se is a maisa mitzvah become viasa. So that we're back with Pnei Yoshua. Now we understand what is the Gemara saying, Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that if you'll assume that there's ever an overlap between Tashbisu and by Yerah, by Yamotze, you cannot say, according to the Chacham, you can't say in Bi'achomet Zalos Reif. Rabbi Yehuda, and that is what the Chachamim asked to Rabbi Akiva. How can you say, ask Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say there's ever an overlap? If he can't find the fire, it wasn't going to be Yoshe Batel. And that's exactly what Rashi says on Chacham Zayin Amid Beis. This is what I wanted to add. Now, the Gemara here, on Dav Dalet Amid Beis, is trying to find a marker for the fact, how do we know that Tashbisu begins at Chatzos? The Gemara says like this, Nan Hos, Remei Omer Ochlin Kol Chomesh Restorvim Tchila Sheish, Rabbi Yud Omer Ochlin Kol Arbav Tom Kol Chomesh Restorvim Tchila Sheish, Kuli Alma, everyone, Bain Reb Yehuda, and Bain Reb Meir Hog, Chomesh Sheisho Samala Otsu, Otsu of what? The Gemara doesn't say. The Ram says it means otsu biachila, and therefore, and others say otsu bal yirah bal yamotzu. Others say the isra seiv tashbisu. Milano, how do we know? Amat the trei kroy. Ksiv shivas yomim soli yamotzu bebateichem. Ksiv ach biyom avishon tashbisu somi bebateichem. Okay, it said, if you can't have any chometz for 7 days, so how on the first day you have to destroy chometz? You're not allowed to have it in the beginning. The rabbis are bought to be the aim of the rabbis lay the chamir shots to be the salka died to chamina yom ksiv yom min lay those low come march me on feel lay those who low it's chile the ha iskish has now here's a very key thing and it explains a very important machlokas later on between Rashi and Tosfos iskish has bought to so all achilas chametz achilas matz where it says there is a hekish between Tashbisu and Achila. So Rabbeinu David points out here, wait one second. If you take a look in the Mishnah, the beginning of the third perek, Elu over in Bepesach. Kuta Chababli, Sheikh Ramodi, Chot Ramodi, says Rashi over in Malay, and Baba Yerah, Baba Yamotze. This Baba Yerah, Baba Yamotze. So, Tosu says, no. So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that there is chometz. There's a ribuy of the pasuk of even chometz nuksh. And the Yisukares doesn't apply to it. Bayirah, Balyam Matze applies to those things that there is in Yisukares Beachilosa. Chometz Nukshanat. Rashi says no. That's not the way Rashi learns it. Rashi agrees with the Rambam. How does the Rambam ask in this Mishnah? Perek Dalet Hilchos Chometz Matze Halacha Ches. Taruvas chavetz over moleha mishum bayira bayamotze kegon hamorias fakulta chabali v'shecha amadi shos nosum and akemich. It's talking about taruvas chametz. Chol kiyotz v'le midvar manecholim avodav v'sheish v'taruvas chametz v'ena roi lachila as a muta l'kaim over Pesach. He says like this: there is no din derabbanan in bayira bayamotze. Yisrachila and bayira bayamotze apply to Chometz Gomer, Chometz Al Yedei Taruvus, which the Rambam has as a separate los. I say, if you take a look in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs, Sholechol Chometz B'Yom Arbasa, Hashbiso, Sholechol Chometz Kol Shiva, Sholechol Taruvus Chometz Kol Shiva. So, Taruvus Chometz is a separate los. I say, there's no Chi of Kares on it, but there is Bayirah Bayamotze. That's number one. Because wherever there is an Isra'chila, it's not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has to be an Achila of Kores. But there's something else. And Roy L'Achila. Any dog, and Roy L'Achila when I'm over. If it is something, because Psoor is fermented dough. Fermented dough, it's Chometz that is used to be Machmetz. That's also awesome. And Bayirah Bayamotze. And that is what the Rambam says here in Perek Dalet. If I combine two things, number one, it's Ein Roi Le'Achila, and number two, it's Betarovas, then there's no Lo Sase. The Lo Sase is only Tarovas of Chometz Gomor, that's Roy Le'Achila. And therefore the Rambam says, that is what is Mutter. But if I have Tarovas Chometz, or I have Chometz, and a Roy Le'Achila that can be Machmetz, so then, it is also B'Baya Roy B'Baya Motze. Rashi is of the opinion, the same thing like the Rambam, whenever there is an Isra'chila, there is also an Issa Bayirah Bayamot. Now, the question is, we're talking about which objects. What about another question? What time? Because Rashi does say very explicitly, there is an Isra'chila after Chatzos. Not like the Balamor. But that isn't clear from Rashi, because that is per se as a machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. And it could be, but other Rishonim say, according to Reb Shimon, it's also Asa Bachila. Why? Because in Yisrael, Sef Tashbisa. If that would be so, and Rashi's talking in Yisrael, Sef Tashbisa, so then we bump into a problem with the Pnei Yoshua again. Because what is Yisrael, Sef Tashbisa? That we have to get rid of Chomez Derech Hashchasa. If we have to get rid of Chometz Derech Hashchasa, means that there is a Kima Mitzvah that it's not just not having Chometz, avoiding Bal Yirah Bayamotz. The act per se is a Kima Mitzvah. So then it'll mean that if Rashi is when he says here on Davdalot Amid Beis, that Yud Beis Amud Beis, excuse me. That it's also biachilo, and Rashi here on the Dalet Amud Aleph. Excuse me, my mistake. He says Mishavur Sheshos Giyalof LaKaman. He says it is also minatoru by Ra ubiachilo. What is this is about Achila? That means, is he talking only in Reb Yehuda? Or is he talking even in Reb Shimon? If he's talking Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon doesn't have Lo Tzaseh of Lo Tzolcha of Chometz. What does Reb Shimon have? Reb Shimon has only the Isra Seh, if there is an Isra, it's the Isra Seh of that Bir Chometz has to be Derech Hashchasa. And if that's what Rashi's talking about, then we got a problem with what the Pnei Yoshua says. And we have a problem. The Pnei Yoshua solved his problems with Rashi. That Rashi, there's no stira between Rashi and Beitza and Rashi and the sugya. Our sugya of Rabbi Kiva, by saying that according to Rashi, Reb Shimon holds, like Reb Chaim held in the Rambam, there's no key in how I get rid of it. I just have to get rid of it. So why can I not do it Derech Achilo, like the Baal Amor suggests? Why do I have to do it Derech Hashchos? I also get rid of it. That is a serious problem. I want you to think about it until tomorrow. There's a solution for it, but just see how what I'm talking about is the Bnei Yeshua correct in Rashi. He's not correct in Rashi. You'll see there is a solution. I want you to think about it. And tomorrow, Me'etz Hashem B'lin Neder, we'll begin the Gemara. Toshma Hamas Gebayis L'Chavero. Boy, my name is Nach Bar Yis, Hamas Gebayis L'Chavero, Bar Bosso, Almi Livdo. What I'd like you to do, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Halacha, that of the previous Gemara, where it says you have to do a Betchilas HaLayla because Riza Magdim is Manamitz. The Grok there quotes Yerushalmi that seems to say there's a Halacha of my bias that the din bedikah is my bias has to be meshumor. Take a look carefully in Shulchan Aruch and Halacha that bedikas chometz has to be betchilas halayla. Number one, number two, there is a sugya in a number of places in Shas, schiras kanya, schiras lo kanya. I discussed it in my shiurim earlier this year. What does that mean? The Rambam talks in Perek Aleph Hilcha Shaila Pikadon that what is Sha'ila and Schiros? He says, I buy something, I buy Leguf Hadover. And that's, I take a Sefer, I buy Leguf Hadover. On the other hand, I can buy a field, Leperis. I own the karka for the purpose of getting Peris. And what is Sha'ailin Schiris, I make a kinyon on this thing, I get kinyonim that enable me to use it. Now, with this in mind, the Gemara applies it to a number of different situations. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak applies it to the following Shaila, that there is an Isser in the Torah, Lo Sovi Soevel Besecho. I cannot have an Avodah Zarah in my house. That's one halach, Lo Sovi Soevel Besecho. There's another halacha that lo satzko mocha atu vincho vehemtecho. My animal cannot do a melacha on Shabbos. Let's say I rent my home or any premises to a goy, and he brings avodah zarah onto that premises. Am I over lo sovisueva basecha? I'm having avodah zarah on something that belongs to me. Or maybe his kinyonim are enough that for all Yisurim in the Torah that there is no there are Aveira. Schiras kanya, schiras lo kanya. If I rent my ox to a guy, and the guy plows with that ox on Shabbos, do I my over on lo sasukom lo chatu vehemtecha? Or the guy has kinyonim for the purpose of using it. He's allowed to use it. So maybe not. That's schiris kanyo, schiris lo kanyo. It's a gemara in the beginning of the first perek of Avodah Zarah. And we discussed it earlier in the year in my share. Schiris kanyo, schiris lo kanyo. Now, we have a question here. There are a number of issues. We discussed what is bayirah bayamotzi. Having chametz in my rishus, or having chametz, or owning chametz. The Ramban and Ran believe it's having chametz in my rishus. Now, what does rishus mean? It means halachic rishus, or something physically that belongs to me. The Ramban is very clear that means halachic rishus. Ovud, gonuv, that's halachic rishus. Rabbeinu David agrees with that, his Talmud. Rabbeinu David is of the Ramban. I don't know other Talmidei Ramban that we have who only learn by the Ramban. Rather, Raj was a Talmud of the Ramban, but he also learned by Rabbeinu Yonah. If you take a look carefully in Rabbeinu David, see, you only learn by the Ramban. Talmidei Mamuvokim of the Ramban. Now, if so, he said, no. He says, it has to be on my... in my halachic rishus, on my physical rishus. So says Rabbeinu David. And therefore, in schiros, it's not that. And he seems to get around the problem of schiros kanya, schiros kanya, lo kanya. That is one issue we'll take up. And we will go through the entire sugya. And now we'll go back to go through all the sugyas, one after the other. Mitz Hashem bli neder tomorrow. Later on in the day, I will put online my shmooze for today, and also I'll try avad in Yoni Pesach. Kol Tov.